Welcome, everybody, to Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am Matt Trudell. With me, like always,
a substitute host and true hockey fan, Alex Baker.
Not always, but Jimmy Seatman.
And Sebastian Merrick.
Jimmy Seatman is back in the building, guys.
Back and better than
Cavs
ever.
Cavs in six, Sebastian Merrick.
Cavs in six, but he introduced himself twice.
Had to. That's how much of a professional I am.
That's how much of a
professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how was I last week as substitute host?
I didn't listen.
You missed our CFL preview, man.
I came in at the last minute and I realized that show didn't go the way. I should have just canceled it. I was like that. I walked in the door. I was in here for like 3 minutes and they're talking about the Canadian Football League and how great it is. And I'm just like,
I'll say one thing about the Canadian Football League. It helped me get second place in trivia night like a couple weeks ago, because one of the questions was like, what CFL and NFL team have like a common name? And I was like, the Lions.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it. I was like, ah, yes. So I couldn't tell you what a city the Lions play in Canada, but I know
Vancouver.
Vancouver, there you go.
Stop it. Okay, we're not walking down this path. Thank you for your little note about it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What did you
Manziel
win?
Manziel looked great, by the way.
Oh, I didn't win. We got in second place, didn't win. Oh. So
first loser. You look pretty good, man.
Right, you watched the preseason CFL.
All right.
I just saw Johnny Manziel's drive.
Do I have to excuse you out of the room? Like, it's bad enough that you talked about it at all.
I will say this. If Johnny Football starts lighting up in the CFL, I will watch.
He's going to go to the XFL.
Oh. He can't go to the XFL. They don't allow people who are
who like freedom.
Yes.
Well, first of all,
Jimmy's face was like,
it's like if you've like been arrested for anything, you can't join the XFL.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh wow, the whole like edgy part of it is gone.
Dude,
Saskatchewan's looking.
I read an article the other day that the Orioles strongly considered signing that pitcher who did evil things to his little like 6-year-old sister.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Oregon State pitcher.
Yeah, the Orioles were strongly considering.
How do you even consider drafting someone like that?
No, they weren't considering drafting him. This was post the fact. They were considering like just signing him.
Oh, I know, but there was teams that were considering drafting the dude
because. Honestly, as long as there's enough damage control, they don't care what you do.
That's crazy.
They don't care.
Yeah.
The Colts knew Marvin Harrison was hunting people in the offseason.
Who?
Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Marvin Harrison? The Hall of Fame wide receiver?
Colts? Him and Reggie Wayne?
He's not speaking on it because the guy who spoke on him last died, guys.
Yeah, I don't. Who?
Oh, okay. Never mind.
He has custom-made 50 caliber Belgium handguns. I was like, for a second I was, but I was like, Jimmy literally knows everything about sports, so like I have to.
I know Harvin Marison.
Or Ron Mexico.
Shots fired, man. Shots fired.
All right, let's start with the NHL this week.
First time ever said.
Nah, we've been doing.
We're talking about all playoffs.
Partially because, and we talked about this a little off air. Oh, I've personally thought the NBA playoffs have been terrible this year. So let's start with the NHL. I know. But if the Columbus Blue Jackets were in right now, you'd be just as pumped.
Oh, I'd be very pumped.
Exactly.
But our coach decided to wet the bed. So that's besides the point.
It's all the coach's fault. You know, it has nothing to do with the people that are on the ice.
In this case, correct. In this case, you're 100% correct.
Well, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey. So,
nice little game of stick puck. That's what I call it. All right, game five is tonight. Surprisingly, amazing.
No,
tomorrow.
I'm sorry. I'm doing. Wow. Yes.
Thursday NBA Finals night. Is tonight.
Yeah, oof. Which we will get to, and you can talk all the great things about how LeBron's staying in Cleveland.
Was tomorrow night. You see what I did there?
Funny.
Dude, am I the only one that doesn't care about like players taking the Metro to games? Like I don't like Jay-Z did it and it was supposed to be a big deal, and then now like TJ Oshie's done it the past two games and it's like, "Oh, I took the Metro." Like, who cares?
Right.
And he has a camera crew following him. So it's not like it's planned. I hate that.
Right.
Anywho.
Is he going to take the Metro from the Vegas Metro?
No. I almost said something really messed up, but I held back on it. Game five is tomorrow night. Surprisingly, the Caps are up 3-1. I'm still astonished at this. Honestly, I've been astonished since the Penguin series. like, even when the Penguin series was going down, I was like, well, they'll find a way, you know? And then it's like, no, they're not.
Mean, I think a lot of hockey fans, like, for a lot, there was a lot of vitriol against the Caps for a while because they kind of were the, oh, they're just the regular season team.
Mm-hmm.
Ovechkin isn't a winner. And it was kind of like a sticking point for a lot of people.
Yep.
And the Penguins were like the,
that team.
Like, NHL's team, like they have Sidney Crosby and
Evgeny
Malkin. They're what hockey is supposed to be about. And then, like, as soon as, like, especially once the Capitals, like, slayed that demon, it was just kind of like.
And they've been, like, downhill, like, rolling downhill since, like, just momentum.
I mean, I know when you get to that point to a conference championship, it's easy to say just be happy you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were some Caps fans who were happy they were there.
Absolutely.
But it's a good thing that the team didn't take that mentality. And some people I've even seen are complaining. It's like, oh, they're playing the Vegas Golden Knights. This isn't a real team. It's an expansion team. It's like, who cares who you play?
Well, I'll tell you something. The Golden Knights have – they went through some decent teams in the playoffs.
Oh, like, they had a dominant. They lost three times before.
They swept the LA Kings.
They lost.
I don't want to hear
and
no
they
more.
Embarrassed the, my Jets.
Now, do they have a star? No, but they have, like, literally, like, 4 second lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's
I'd
just,
say they have a star goalie.
Yeah, no. Yep. Like, and it's just.
Not this series.
Yeah, no.
That's
16 goals in the first four games.
Yeah. Well, they're a bunch of sissies. Let's be honest. Like, the Caps, one thing that the Caps have been doing ever since the Penguin series. At one point in the Penguin series, they said, we're going to just be more than Tom Wilson. We're going to be extremely physical. And you can just tell that in this Vegas series, like, I mean, the biggest hit that I've seen a Vegas player attempt so far in this series, he fell back. So it's, I don't necessarily.
Well, William Karlsson's been so disappointing for them in this series alone. He scored 35 goals in, like, the regular season, which my team could have.
I don't think they've really been playing that bad. Holtby's been out of his mind.
Yeah.
And even the last game, right? Like, it was 1-0, and after the Caps scored that Oshie goal, right, Vegas went, like, 10 straight minutes of just, like, intense scoring
opportunities. And a lot of it was bad. Like, I mean, you talk about, like, off the post, everything like that. And the one thing I don't like about hockey is a lot of it is kind of luck-driven, where it's like there's a strategy, a huge strategy in hockey is have someone stand in front of the goalies so it deflects off of them into the goal. Like, and so there's a luck base to it. And I think the Capitals are a perfect example of a team that's outplayed teams before but lost just because, like, the puck wasn't going in.
Yeah, or they ran into the goalie,
you know.
Or also, I think for some years, you know, especially when the Montreal situation went down, I think they really let the, for lack of a better term, curse overtake them. Like, they were just, like, they put too much pressure on themselves.
And a lot of the things is, like, you know, the Caps have a lot of young guys stepping up, too, and they had a lot of younger guys on this roster. Because, like, the NHL has a hard cap. It's not like the NBA where you can go over. And so they had to let guys go. And then, like, they're getting a lot of stuff from, like, their third and fourth lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And so, and obviously their power play has been pretty lethal. And, like, I mean, with having, like, Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Oshie, Backstrom, like, on a power play, and they basically keep those guys in the whole 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You'll see, like, Vegas during the power play will shift guys. Like, that, like, force them, at least, of those guys playing. And I can't remember who the other guy is on the power play. Like, that's offensive firepower.
It's probably like Carlson or someone like that. Yeah.
And, like, I know people have always, like, gotten on a Ovechkin, but, like, the one thing he does is, like, he scores. And that's the hardest thing
to do
in hockey.
He does everything. Like, and one reason why I've always liked him better than Crosby, I like him better than Crosby.
Okay. My fault. I thought you said he was better.
Millennials.
My fault.
You know
what
I'm
saying?
He is better than him. I'm not even going to get into that.
Hold on. Switch the teams they play on. Is the result any different?
I agree with you. I think he's a better all-around player, and that's why I like him better, because Crosby is great at assisting, is great at scoring, but he doesn't throw his body around, and he's a little sissy. And I don't like sissies. I don't.
He also has this.
Sidney Crosby.
Is he not weak? Is he not whiny?
I don't care. He's the best player in the National Hockey League. Period.
I think Malkin's better than him.
Oh my. Woo. Oof.
I do. I do, because Malkin's more of a man. and he plays actual hockey and not this new age.
Well, so do you think Sean Thornton was the best player in hockey when he was still playing?
No.
Well, he fought almost every game.
He's completely jumping out of control over here. No, I'd never said he had to
fight. I think you're saying Ovi will lay hits on the people and Crosby won't.
Well, all hockey players.
Yeah, I'm saying that Ovechkin does every aspect of the game, where Sidney Crosby picks and chooses what he wants to do.
I wouldn't hit LeBron in hockey.
LeBron's a whiner. Let's be honest.
I still wouldn't want to run into him.
Oh no, not at all. Like I agree. I agree completely. I'm just saying that like maybe that's why. You like Crosby more. Malkin is a more all-around player.
Crosby's a winner.
Back in my day, in the MLB they talk about five tool players, right? How could you be the best in the league if you don't have all the tools, right? Same thing with hockey. Cool. Congratulations.
Crosby has more tools than Ovechkin has.
I doubt it. I really don't think that's the case. I really don't think that's the case.
And I'm gonna sound like an Ovechkin hater when I love Ovechkin. But
here we go.
Crosby scores, he assists, and let's be honest, Crosby's a better leader.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
What is that based off? Yeah. I mean, like, here's the thing. This is what I think. Like, literally.
Well, I mean.
So he's been on really good teams. I mean, like, that. Like, so, like, what
well, he elevates everyone. I don't necessarily think Ovechkin elevates everyone.
I mean, what is that? I never understand what that means. How do we know who's a good leader and who's not? Like, you can hear certain things, but also there's different types of leaders.
Yeah.
Is Joe Flacco a good leader?
He leads by
example. Is Eli Manning a good leader? Is Tom Brady? They lead completely different ways. Like, it's just like, but was LeBron a good leader before he won a ring, or did he automatically become a leader once he won a title? Like, that's, I guess, my thing with that is, like, are you only a leader once you win a championship?
No.
Or do you, like, are you like you know? And so,
no,
or are you only
Ovechkin's
a leader
not,
if you get up and
I'm not
scream
saying
at people?
Not
or,
a leader.
Yeah, you know, like,
I'm not saying that at all.
He's been leading by example this whole playoff.
I mean, I will say like one thing with Ovi. Like, I guess the one
I'm
thing
giving
is
him his props. I think
he did
best
admit
on the Capitals.
He
by
did admit
far.
That he's in the last couple of years gotten much better with his English because he wants to communicate with his teammates more. But that's something that a lot of foreign players face in
right
you know like
I don't want to sound like an Ovechkin hater.
Oh
I'm
yeah
not.
No
he's
a I just think I think it's
he's
closer
a very
than people
he's
think.
A
I
hall
think,
of famer.
I think people are a little clouded by like the champion like and I don't want to say championships don't mean anything because they don't, but I think the Penguins have always throughout the years had better teams, and I think if you switch the roles
well they benefited extremely from the lockout because that's why they were able to get both Crosby and Malkin at the time.
Well,
if you remember, because they didn't reshuffle the drafting, so they ended up getting Crosby and then Malkin in a follow-up, and the Caps had Ovechkin the year before, and then he couldn't play his rookie year because it was locked out. So both of those teams, I would say the Caps extremely benefited from the lockout as well.
I think it's closer than people think.
Well, I mean, here's the deal, though. Like, we didn't talk about the Penguins having great teams, and of course they did. Crosby was the biggest part of each and every one of those teams.
Oh, no doubt.
He was a huge factor.
All I'm saying is, this is the question asked, and we can't actually answer this, but you have to think about it, at least
if
in
they
a
switch
scientific,
teams.
Somewhat a scientific way, is if you put Ovechkin on those
on
Penguins,
the Penguins
teams,
okay.
Do they still win? And I probably say yes. That doesn't mean that
it would
it's
have
for
been,
sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's variables
I mean,
that can figure it out, especially when you consider health, too. Because Crosby has had a lot of health issues, and you can say maybe there's been one or two postseasons where he probably cost them a chance to get. So it's just, I think it's closer than some people think, and it's just it's one of those things where you look solely at rings and perception too, and you say you know
Robert
player
Ory,
X is more valuable than player Y, but I mean
like you said, we will never know that. If I had to answer that hypothetical, I would say no, they would not win this match.
And that's your opinion. Like
and
I said, there's
that,
no,
but,
there's,
like
I can't,
you said.
I can't say you're wrong because
right.
we can't.
And I can't,
you know.
Right.
But I that's how I like to think of things because I think that's a fair way to think. Because I think context always matters in these situations. Just like context matters with LeBron, you can't just say, "Oh, he's going to be probably 3-6 in the finals," and
right.
not put into context of
right.
each one of those finals. And then you know, it's just everything has context to it. So.
Of course. I know you're over there just
saying.
But anyways,
Ovechkin's never been a sissy enough to sit out a whole year because his head hurt.
Yeah, and the NHL is nowhere as near as proactive as the concussion thing.
No, they don't care about that.
Have you heard any lawsuit or anything about concussions come from hockey?
No, because – and this is the thing that bothers me, right, is because – I look, I'm going to go in on Jamal Lewis right now because I think he is the worst example. And I know this article just came out about how he's bankrupt and all this nonsense and how he thinks he has CTE, all that stuff. By the time he was in the league, they knew that football was dangerous. I understand old NFL players suing the NFL because back in the day they told them, oh, just wipe the dirt off, you know, whatever. I
mean, in 2000, it's not like they were exactly handing out pamphlets with like, I think the NFL knew it was bad.
Do you really think a football player, do you really think Jamal Lewis was like,
as much as we know now,
bro, he took advantage of the fact that he mismanaged his money and hopped on
the
lawsuit.
He also was an idiot off the field before. Like,
he was a middleman.
He's a bad example. He's a bad example.
Right. But there's plenty of them. He's the one locally we hear most about.
But I'm just saying it is funny with hockey how it's just –
drives me
crazy. They have concussion protocol and everything like that. But, maybe it's just the mentality in hockey or whatever. But, I mean, I can't imagine that there's much less concussions in hockey than there is in the NFL, especially with the kind of headwear they have. I just think it's interesting because, Crosby was really the first NHL superstar or star, really, I can remember, who really dealt with a lot of concussion issues.
Eric Lindros was one.
And there was a lot of people who thought he was soft, you know, and that plays into it. And it also affects the style of play, too. But
Softer than non-fat yogurt.
I was just thinking of Cam Newton, how he got his yogurt sponsorship. because a woman was asking him about routes.
Does Vegas win another game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they win the series.
I've seen people be like, oh, I want the Capitals change. I want them to win game 5 so the Capitals can win at home in game 6. I'm like, no, you don't. Because, you want them to win game 5, okay, then it's 3-2. And you're like, okay, but then we're going to win at home. And then
I hate
you.
You
don't
hate
win at home.
And then you're like, 3-3. Right. And then Caps fans become Caps fans where they're like, oh my God.
It's no. If it went to game 7, there would be sphincters would tighten.
Dude, they would already mail it in. They're I'm not watching the game. I'm not doing this again. You know, and then they come out and win 6-0, but all these people aren't watching because they're just you know. I agree.
It's the most Caps thing to happen. Now, ideally, would you love?
It would be amazing. I'm not gonna lie.
I actually think it's gonna happen. I really do think the Knights are gonna win this series still. No. I really do believe it.
Do you want to bet $5 on that too?
Do
you want to bet $5 on that?
No, I'm not doing that. I just have a.
He has more faith.
I'm
in a one man team.
Have
than
this,
he
have
does
this, have
in
this. I won't bet you
a
any
team
money,
of destiny.
But the next time I come in, and we do this, if the Caps win the series, I will bring you a Jaguars jersey. And you got to wear it the whole show.
A Jaguars jersey.
Only have to wear it in this room? Dude, take that bet.
You can do the same for me, too. I will wear,
Browns? I'll put you in a Browns jersey.
Yeah.
Done. I got a deal.
Do they even make jerseys for the Browns? I didn't.
Yeah, I'll bring you my Josh Gordon jersey.
Give me your Johnny Manziel.
Josh Gordon or Justin Gilbert? Which one would you like?
I like Justin Gilbert. Jesus Christ, you got a Justin Gilbert jersey? Dude. This is why you never get rookie jerseys, by the way, ever. No matter how good you think they're going to be, you just wait. You wait a year. Oh, my God. That was a draft where they could have gotten, Odell and then,
Yep.
Evans. But I think the Caps will win in 6.
Now.
I like that bet. Which player are you going to bring me? Bortles?
I don't have a Bortles
jersey.
Dude,
give him who was the Oklahoma State guy that also gave out bracelets?
Justin Blackman.
Justin Blackman. The bracelet guy.
So we'll trade our druggy wide receivers.
I'm down.
Gordon.
Let's do this. I might be able to fit into my old Ricky Williams jersey. That we can do this.
Real quickly,
who do you got?
I don't have any Lions jersey.
You don't see how he ruins everything? Yeah.
I have a Steve Yzerman jersey. I'll bring that in.
Steve Yzerman.
You're telling me you don't have a Calvin Johnson jersey?
No.
He doesn't support his teams. He doesn't.
He didn't go.
I have a Lions
he's
shirt.
The reason why the auto industry failed in Detroit.
Yeah.
What you don't got a Miggy jersey?
He didn't go to.
I have a Miggy jersey.
You do.
Yeah.
You can bring that in. What about Miggy jersey?
Was it during the alcohol era of Miggy's career?
Yeah, it's got Jack Daniel's stains on it. And child support payments.
All right. Domestic abuse issues.
Talk about like
there
one
you
of
go.
Work.
That's perfect. Yeah. You bring in Miggy. Oh, God. You bring in Ricky Williams.
That.
I'll bring.
I don't know if I have my Ricky Williams. I threw out a lot of my jerseys because I don't
I have
really
an Atlanta
believe in them
Falcons
anymore.
Michael Vick jersey.
Nice.
You have Mexico on the back of it.
I wish I got. Dude, I, that it, would be the greatest it's signed thing too. Ever. So I wonder.
You know what? That's
on
what
Mexico.
We should just do next show. Next
with
show
a picture of a puppy.
Next show when we do
alive. Calm down.
Bad news.
Next show we do. That's what we should do. Next show we all bring in our drugged up, alcohol issued jerseys.
God, I wish I had an Albert Hainsworth. I had, dude.
I'll bring in Josh Gordon.
I guarantee you
bring
can find
Justin
that for like
Blackman.
$5 on the internet.
You bring in Miguel Cabrera.
I loved Albert.
You bring in Ricky
that
Williams.
Was my man.
It's perfect.
That was my man.
I'm gonna wear
Albert.
My Josh Gordon jersey on Wednesday.
So who? I know that
let's
the Caps
this.
Win. Ovechkin's going to
unless
win
unless
the Conn
Smythe. Justin Blackman.
Because that's just what happens. But who deserves it? Who would you give it to?
Would you maybe consider Kuznetsov?
In my opinion, there's two people that deserve it over Ovechkin.
I would give it to Kuznetsov if it was me.
What about Smith-Pelly, man?
Actually, no. You might have to give it to Holtby, though, the way he's been playing.
That's true. I would say right. Holtby's one. Funny thing about Smith-Pelly, there's one of my former teachers. Every time he scores, he just like, and you know how like in Facebook you can make those statuses where it's like, I guess the I don't know if it's like a picture or like whatever, and it's just in giant like caps, like black man scores.
Right.
Like that's just like
that's what. Well, no, but he's been balling. I mean, he's been playing out of his mind. I think Kuznetsov has a good argument for it. I think Ovechkin will end up with it.
Probably.
You know, it's
yeah.
very
especially
much
especially
the
if he has
Lewis,
another good
you know?
Game. Like if he has another good game,
if he scores
yeah.
a game winning
and he's played
goal
really well,
winning,
and like it'd be one of those things you couldn't be like that mad about.
Yeah.
It's not one of those. I'd
be mad if they gave it to like Tom Wilson, but like if they gave it to Holtby, DSP, Kuznetsov or Ovechkin, I think you can't really complain about that. People will complain about DSP, but that's just because you know.
What do you think is more likely? The Caps win game 5 or they lose the series?
They lose the series.
I'd say lose the series.
Too. Just off of
I think,
history.
I think
they're going to lose the series, so I have to say that.
Just off of, you know, that alone. Honestly, just off of history. All right.
I don't think there's any way they win game 5.
It is time for Sebastian.
I just think it's like a mental thing. Like,
Sebastian, the fully confident Cleveland Cavaliers fan.
I have a lot of NBA referees to rant about today.
Oh, well, we're going to start about J.R. Smith, and then we can continue after that. So do you want to talk about your boy?
I want to defend J.R. Smith.
Okay.
I'm going to defend J.R. Smith here because obviously he's had an awful year. But we just decide to talk about J.R. Smith's gaffe when there's so many other factors in that game. There's so many others.
But that's how sports works.
No. My turn.
Go right ahead.
But
that's how sports works. Am I right? Like,
this whole game animated me. First, let's talk about the block charge call. You can't review that. You just don't review that.
Technically, you can, but yeah.
He was close to the restricted area when he was only 2 feet outside. And in my opinion, even if you look at the replay, I believe it's a charge. I believe LeBron stepped in there and took the charge. I don't see the block. So even you want the replay, you still got the call wrong. And you want to defend that because the NBA chose to defend that because it was they didn't want any backlash. Number two, Kevin Love. Great postseason so far. Had that stupid foul with 25 seconds left. Putting Curry on the line with the and-one where he smacked him in the head. That gave Golden State the lead. Why don't we talk about how stupid of a foul that was when you just give
because
him a
fouls happen.
You,
but
you
know, holding on to the ball.
In the head.
But fouls happen.
Yeah,
holding the ball as time expires.
Be
come on.
No. You have
here's
to be
a, here's
than
the one
that.
Thing I think is the biggest mistake.
And then George, I'll give you the floor in a moment. Okay. George Hill, make a free throw. I didn't know this, but Jimmy came in and told me he's over. You're over 90% in
like clutch time in clutch his career. Yeah.
Free throws. What you doing missing that free throw? Then make the free throw.
He doesn't have the heart.
Four. Ty Lue, why don't you call a timeout when J.R. Smith is taking the ball out?
Ty Lue's not paid to take timeouts. He's paid to do what his boss wants him to do, and his boss was on the court. Couldn't talk to him at
your
the time.
Your job as a coach is
he's
to
not
call
a coach.
A timeout.
He's not a coach. Can we stop pretending that LeBron has coaches?
Here's the underrated thing.
Eric Spoelstra did not coach LeBron in Miami?
For the most part, no. He was more of a
cowboy.
Here's
the underrated thing. Why is J.R. Smith the rebounder in that situation? Like, I understand he got the rebound, but
just throw him off.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
If
right
LeBron
there.
Is there, if LeBron is there, I guarantee he gets the rebound and he puts it back up and he scores.
Yeah.
Like, why not have? Because what Golden State like, and Golden State should have done this too. Because
I think LeBron was back there just in case.
He was talking to Ty Lue during this whole thing. He was talking to Lue.
That's where I just sit
like,
back.
But even then, put Love and then Tristan down there. Like, I mean, you're talking about this is like, and the thing is, Warriors did the same thing. The Warriors had Durant and Looney, I believe. They should have probably just for that situation, because both Draymond. Teams, if they get the rebound in the ideal situation, are calling a timeout. So the Warriors should have put their big guys down there. And Durant's never been a good defensive rebounder.
Never, yeah.
And he just looked like he didn't even try on it. And again, like the one thing with J.R. Smith is, J.R. Smith, by just getting the rebound, like on that miss, if Golden State gets that and takes the timeout, they at least have a shot to win the game in regulation. Now, it really all seemed like the game was over in overtime, but it really wasn't. So J.R. Smith did increase their chances of winning just by grabbing the rebound. But I guess my one thing with J.R. Smith is, like, he said after the game originally that he knew what the time was, but you could tell in the slow-mo replay, he's saying, I thought we were ahead.
Yeah.
And then he came back and he was like, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm like, you just got to own it in that situation. You got to do damage control in that situation.
Right.
Just be like, because even Ty Lue, like in his press conference, was like, oh, he didn't know. And then they asked J.R. about that and he was like, oh, I didn't tell Ty Lue that. I think it's just a messy situation. I mean, but you're right. There was a lot of factors.
He's had a history of those blunders.
Deal. Let's say he somehow did know. How stupid would you be to just dribble it out if he, like, did know? That would be, like, unacceptable.
Yeah, no, I just
There's no way, I will say one
thing about game one before we, I guess, we move on. What an all-time great game by LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like, that was – like he gave, and that was when the series was
and
over.
And it's a shame we have to talk about J.R. Smith a lot. The game's going to go down as the J.R. Smith blunder. Well, instead, it should be known as what a historic effort by LeBron. 51-8-8. That's just incredible.
Well, it's not even
that's insane.
He was hitting his shots from the outside too, which is something you can't always expect.
Right.
And there was that one pull-up three he had in, like, the third quarter where it was just, like...
It was, like, 30 feet, too.
Made no sense.
I was just, like... And they hung around for that. Because when the third quarter originally started and they had McGee in, and it's that third quarter avalanche that, like, the Warriors do where, like, they just take advantage of the other team coming off of halftime adjustments. And they, like, survived... They actually survived that both games, but, I've said this from the beginning, and I stick with it. If the Cavs win two games in the series, they should throw a parade.
They're only going to win tonight.
It's so weird. I've listened to stuff, like, maybe the last day or two or watched stuff. There are so many people who are so sure the Cavs are going to win tonight.
Well, all right, so they will only win one of these next two games, but I think tonight would be the game. I disagree with you.
I think if they lose game three, they're going to get swept.
I don't think you can expect them to win
Let's
any
do
games.
That.
Like, and I know they'll say, well, last year they went to five. Well, when they went to five last year in game four, they literally had the greatest offensive first half in NBA history, like NBA playoff history, in that game four where they and then they got blown out in game five. Like, it's just like
they weren't blown out in game five though. They lost by like eight.
I don't know. It never felt close, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that team just last year, you weren't going to beat that team.
I guess the one thing is, even though they suck defensively in the regular season, they at least have a little bit better personnel this year.
He sent kids to college.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's a hell of a citizen, isn't he?
He's like, at least big they have supporter of the Boys and Girls Club.
Maybe. But hey, Rodney Hood.
Of Greater Ohio.
Donates his millions of dollars to make kids have a great life.
It's a tax write-off. That's all it is.
But Akron Strong.
Let's be honest. Okay, yeah, he chose a location, right, which is local to him, but like it's more of a tax write-off than anything. No, it's not. Come on, man.
No, it's not.
Come on, man.
Anyways, but yeah, Rodney Hood, guys. He's going to come in and save the day.
It's absurd.
It's absurd that rich people donate to charities for tax write-off purposes?
He's literally donated at least $200 million to the city of Akron, the kids, to get scholarships for kids.
Where's your paperwork?
Huh?
Where's your paperwork?
I'm sure it's online.
He's donated
somewhere.
$200 million of his own money.
I would say
that
yes.
Seems like a bit much. He's donated like a lot.
Much.
He's donated a lot, and LeBron has a lot of money.
Yeah, I would say like $40 million. Like that man is not
giving
over
$100 million. I mean, I've like
he's definitely done at least $100 million. Oh, for sure, he's done at least $100 million, for sure.
Now has he raised that money? You know what I hate?
Raising is different than donating his own money. See, that's the difference. Well, like JJ Watt did not donate his own money. He raised money. There's a difference.
That's scamming us, JJ Watt, man of the year.
You heard about Steven Jackson? You heard Steven Jackson went on a radio station talking about how the real people that got affected by the flood.
Steven Jackson, like
the old basketball player. Yeah. Okay. He was talking about how they haven't really seen J.J. Watt's money that he was allegedly supposed to donate.
He can't do everything. I would say, like...
And it's just how you fatten the other people's pockets. Charities are a sham, but I'll go into that later off air. They are. It's a fact.
And that's what we call a tease. It's just like...
We'll talk about that off air.
In the next segment, I'm going to tell you why all charities are scams.
They are.
You just go
they
off,
are.
You know?
Why would you want to solve cancer when you make $40 million a year as a CEO? Facts. Let's go. All right, back to basketball.
Yeah.
Stick to sports.
Coming up next.
Chuck Strong.
What?
Chuck Strong.
Yo, stop, okay?
Hey, Dave Gettleman was just diagnosed with lymphoma, unfortunately.
Okay.
That was random.
That was a moment
was
of silence.
I was
going to try
to pull
that
in a Saquon Barkley joke in there, but I couldn't do it.
Or what about a Baker Mayfield and who was the corner you guys
Denzel
got?
Denzel Ward.
Oh, yeah, Denzel Ward.
Oh, yeah. I don't think
you should have seen this man draft the week after draft. You would have enjoyed that version of Sebastian.
Oh, yeah, because you liked Darnold, right?
He liked Darnold, and yeah, he just...
You don't have a Baker fever.
Baker Mayfield literally looks like Mac Miller to me. Like when I see him now, I see Mac Miller, and Mac Miller's on drugs, so I'm just automatically like.
I'll say this: at least the Browns have the second best quarterback in the AFC North.
Who? Tyrod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And look, let's
I
be honest.
I thought you were talking about Baker for a moment.
Dude,
he's
going to end up loving the fact that they didn't get Sam Darnold.
No,
but
I won't.
Right now,
no, I won't.
He thinks Sam Darnold's going to bring multiple championships to the Jets.
He has the potential to bring – I know he's going to win one, for sure.
You can't say that about anybody.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Why not? He's going
to
be
– Did we project Andrew Luck to be in his position right now? Oliver Luck? Is the commissioner of the XFL. Did you hear about that? Yeah.
But maybe he'll play in the XFL. Andrew Luck.
But also there's plenty of top picks. Cam Newton, Matt Ryan. Like
I think he has
guys that don't have
I think
Super
Sam
Bowls.
Darnold has the potential to be a Hall of Famer.
I think he has more of a chance of being arrested for improper things off the field than he does at winning a Super Bowl.
He has no history off the field. At all.
His history on the field is throwing a bunch of interceptions. But
that's the one thing that he needs to work on. But that's taught. That can be taught.
Not really.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
Dude, he literally looks like a caveman.
There's proof throughout history that like you don't just suddenly stop throwing a lot of interceptions.
Well,
you can cut down on
it.
It
takes time. But I'm not saying he's not going to throw interceptions, but...
He's gonna be Jay Cutler.
There's a reason.
He's gonna be walking
a
little dog.
Josh Rosen's gonna be. Josh Rosen is literally a
Josh Rosen's a winner.
Jay Cutler.
He's a winner.
Josh Rosen is Josh Rosen. I liked him better than Darnold.
He may be like a quote unquote douche in some people's eyes.
Yeah, but
like
douches
win. He's more talented than Darnold.
Douches win.
Like, never won at UCLA. Never won at UCLA.
He had Jim Mora as his head coach.
Yeah.
You can't win with that.
He like, played in the, what you say is one of the USC worst conferences either, in the Pac-12.
Facts.
And he only won 6 games in the Pac-12.
Cool. Okay, but if you want to look at all the Big 12 quarterbacks that dominated the Big 12 and then what happened when they went to the league.
I'm not a Baker Mayfield fan either. You know that very well.
I know, but you should be more than a Sam Darnold.
I like, and it's not that I don't like Darnold, but there's a reason why nobody thought he was like, no doubt, the number one. Like there was like, you know, like I'm sure maybe you did, but like.
I did.
He thinks he's the greatest thing ever. Like he thinks.
I think he's the best quarterback to come out of college since Andrew Luck.
Ugh.
I really do believe that.
No. Shout out with the Pusher T.
Really
yuck.
I really do believe that. That's how much confidence I have in that kid. I love him that much.
Kid. I love him. That's my guy.
I'll keep him.
The Jets are going to dominate.
Dude, he's going to be down the road.
As soon as the Tom Brady and Belichick retire, the Jets run that division.
I just don't understand what world he lives in.
What?
Like, when have the Jets ever run that division? Like
they have.
Before Joe Namath was drunk hitting on Susie Colbert. Like
it wasn't even a division back then.
Well, I'm telling you,
and
man.
The Patriots were barely a team.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Same with the Bills.
Till the Macaroni Man bought them.
Yeah, I can't wait till.
I think Baker will grow. That guy, he's a baller.
I think he's got a chip on his shoulder.
It's not even just that. Like the guy has the one tool in the NFL that matters the most is he's accurate. And like people act like just because he's small, he has a strong arm.
He's got heart. He's like the Kanye West of quarterbacks.
I don't even care about any of that stuff. Like I mean, like I'm sure he has heart. So does like 99% of the players in the NFL. That's how they get there.
Sam Darnold looks like he won't even be able to solve the little kid thing where you have to put the little shape cubes in the wooden
just
thing.
Just be glad they didn't draft Josh Allen. That's all I gotta say.
You don't like Josh Allen?
Okay. So you see my trend of like Rosen and Mayfield. What do you think I like in quarterbacks? The accuracy. Josh Allen is like the antithesis of like
I told him Sam Darnold is going to be white to Marcus Russell.
You either kind of like okay with Allen or you like hate him. Like
no,
completely.
Like see like Darnold like I'm fine with Darnold. Like I think Darnold I don't think like Darnold's a lock to be good, but I think a lot of these guys had the same thing.
Do you think all the successful careers are starting quarterback? Darnold.
First of all,
Just a successful career.
Yeah,
do you think he'll be like a top 15 quarterback?
You have to say like
Darnold.
Two out of these
I know
five.
You don't.
You have to say like two out of these five guys are gonna have not be like level up. But I mean, I say it's more likely than not. But Josh Allen, I don't see it at all. Like he wasn't even good. It's one thing like Carson Wentz was at least good in college. Mm-hmm. Like that's why he's like when they were like, oh, he compares to Wentz and there's so many projections. No, Carson Wentz like was good, and even at division like 1AA level or whatever, like he still was really good. Josh Allen literally like
garbage.
Like missed like wide open. In senior bowl practices he was missing like wide open. Like he seems like the last of the guys who are going to get drafted because they look like a quarterback. And I've seen too many of those guys who are like, oh, he's 6'5", and he's 240 or whatever.
Baker's going to change the way.
And stop it.
He's going to change the way. Jake Locker was ahead of his time.
No, I Jake Locker is the only one of those guys. Looks like a quarterback. Oh, he's 6'4", he's 220, he has a strong
Brock
arm.
Osweiler.
Like Blaine Gabbert the same way. And like there's just a lot of guys who've
Brock
been.
Brock Osweiler's a legend.
Mm-hmm. Brock Osweiler's just like too tall. Like he's like
isn't he like 6'6"?
He's like 6'7", 6'8", honestly. He's just really lanky too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about that hand size, though, you know?
Yeah. Bigger. Well, Josh Allen's got the biggest hand size.
Oh, yeah, because yeah.
And that helps him.
I love when people talk about, like, oh, we're going to have to play in, like, you have to play in the AFC East or the AFC North where it's cold, like, every game. I'm like, half the season, it's not even that cold. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
you
like,
got you love that. At the end of the season when it's grind time. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's like thanks Aaron Rodgers has like some of the smallest hands of any quarterback, and I think he's fine. Like,
he's got
know,
Trump hands.
Like, yeah.
He's got Donald Trump.
Or you remember the old the Junior Whoppers? I want to eat them, but my hands aren't big enough. That commercial was legendary, man. I used to know a kid with tiny hands, and we used to say that to him all the time. It was good times. Picking on your friends, that's how you get by. So the Eagles got uninvited. Or disinvited is what I've seen everybody referring to it as from the White House. Big deal. Because apparently everybody's flipping out about this, and I just am like, cool.
Yeah, I would say that it's typical Trump, but I think you're going to start seeing a trend where just teams don't go.
What's it like, honestly? Honestly.
Well, first of all.
You know, like, in my opinion, I've never been a huge fan of it. I just think it's stupid. Like, because you always, every year, you always have somebody trying to make a statement. Tim Thomas, when he was a Bruin, did it.
And here's the thing, that I was kind of disappointed about. And I know the Minnesota Lynx won the WNBA. How come they weren't invited?
Oh, God, we got another Nathan sitting right here.
I mean, seriously, how come they weren't invited?
Because no one cares about the WNBA. Like, I'm sorry, WNBA, but, like, if you're going to do that, when the Baltimore Brigade win the championship, why don't we bring them to the White House? And why don't we bring, like, bring every
WNBA
niche.
Has some ratings.
Where's the USA curling team going to the White House? And they want a medal, dang it.
As like, long as they stand.
They probably should.
Dude, let's be honest. Come on. We got to cut it off at some point because at some point
the
president actually has to do a job.
A decent amount of ratings. They actually do. I'm not
you can't like, even watch Mystics games on television in Maryland.
Well, I don't act like I watched the WNBA.
That's how good their ratings are, is that they're streamed online at best. They have hot dog deals every game.
ESPN actually broadcasts a good amount of WNBA games.
And if we're using ESPN as the bar.
NBA TV, they broadcast a good amount.
ESPN used to play Scrabble and miniature golf. Like, remember the little kid miniature golf tournaments that they had on ESPN Ocho?
They sold the spelling.
Yeah, they got the spelling. Come on, man. Like, are we really sitting here being like, ESPN has compromised themselves such a long time ago.
What about their bowling? Who do you think you are? I am.
Who do you think you are? That's the best sport they have there.
Yeah.
Is bowling. You can watch bowling every weekend on ESPN and watch my man PDW. Who do you think you are? I am. This is the greatest. That's right up there with, I'm a man, I'm 40. Come on, man. Like, seriously, no offense to the Minnesota Lynx, but you can probably cop a ticket and do a tour. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to have a stage.
That's what they're doing.
And honestly, do you really think a team full of women, right, want to stand next to Donald Trump?
No.
So what's it matter? He's probably like, I'm not going to win on this one.
But do they stand? Like, because...
you also got to take your hat off, apparently. This... we just live in a weird world.
Oh, I know somebody here who doesn't take their hat off.
Yeah. You're damn right. This man turned around at me at the game he was at. Told me to take my hat off. I didn't have a hat that night.
I was at an Orioles game like a month ago, and I was like waiting in line to get like my hot dog. And I finally got it, and the national anthem was playing, and I was walking back to my seat. All these people were staring at me for walking back to my seat, and I'm like, I want to get there before the game starts.
Yeah.
I don't care if the national anthem's playing. Like, you know, hurrah. Like, I've heard it, like, a million times. Like,
yeah,
you know?
The most offensive thing that you said in that whole entire story was that you were buying a hot dog. Like,
how much did it cost at Camden?
It actually wasn't that bad.
It costs more to get a hot dog at Camden than to get tickets.
Did you get tickets?
Yeah. I told you about that. Go to the website, cop a couple tickets, sit wherever you want.
It was funny because we got me and my friend when we went to the Indian. We went to, now I was at this game, Orioles Indians. We got like the very back row outfield seats for like $3 each.
Yeah.
Like before fees. It ended up being $10 total for two tickets.
Yeah.
And we ended up moving to, like, the third row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't know when we became.
I mean, now that they suck again, but, like, when I was, like, younger, I used to do that when the Orioles were really bad. And I just, you just got to
yeah, you know, just download like one of those apps like SeatGeek or StubHub. You
can right. We cheap. Got Orioles Marlins tickets for yep. super.
Oh, why would you even
you
want
went to see
that?
An Orioles Marlins game?
The work bought, we bought why? Tickets. Well, because our, like, our grandparents wanted to see it.
Do you hate yourself?
He was hoping he could run into Dan Le Batard's dad.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah. Yes.
You're my hero for what you contribute to the sports media world. Some people had to work for their job, but you had a kid that was close to Ricky Williams
poor
at one
Poppy
point in
man.
His life. Not like, poor him. Not poor him. I don't blame him for taking that contract, but come on.
A little.
Pequeño. Or Pequeña, whatever it is.
Decent amount.
Yeah.
So what we're getting here is, if you saw Poppy in the streets,
yeah,
would you go off and say anything to him?
I'd push him. I'd shove him down to the ground. Some people actually go to college and work their tails off to get the job that you have, and you ruined it.
So how do you feel about like every single athlete who has a broadcasting
right.
job?
A majority of them I dislike. I think Romo does his thing. You can't tell me Trent Green deserves his spot. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I've never been sitting and watching a game with Trent Green calling in and being like, oh, thanks, Trent.
So, T-Mac? T-Mac?
Dude, let's be honest.
He actually is a pretty terrible analyst.
Yeah. The only good ones are the ones that are clowns, and that's Shaq and Charles Barkley.
And I wouldn't even call that good.
They're not good, but I'm saying, like, they're entertaining.
Did you
that's
see that Kenny Smith interviewed for the Pistons show?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
He's interviewed for a lot of head yeah. coaching jobs before.
Apparently, he's big in the AAU
twice.
World.
He interviewed for the Rockets before they hired D'Antoni. He's
at least the Rockets. He has some sort of connection. Yeah. With I mean, at least he is the one guy they allow to actually on that show do like breakdowns and stuff.
I was about to say, have you seen him leave the desk and dribble the ball behind the desk? He's the man at that.
I think he could be a solid.
I think Mark Jackson is like really bad at color commentary.
I cannot listen to Mark Jackson. It's,
Jeff Gandy,
it's hard.
You know what's funny? Jeff Van Gundy, all he does is complain, but I still like him.
Who doesn't love Van Gundy?
Like he has the same like four things he complains about all the
he
time.
He says the same
but
thing
it's still
every
funny.
Time.
It's just.
And this is why you need to call the foul. That's not a foul, Mark. That's not a foul. Yeah, I mean. That's all you got to do nowadays. ESPN doesn't care if you're good at your job, just who you got around you.
And then Mike Breen is pretty good.
I do like Mike Breen.
Bang.
But, yeah, no, I do have beef with a lot. I mean, not all of them. I think there's some that are actually pretty good at what they do, but there's also a lot that it's like, okay, cool, you played a sport, but you suck at what you do.
Oh, yeah, there's some who are really terrible, especially if they're like – they were really, really good players, and you kind of like, what? They like have this analyst role. Like, I feel like Tracy McGrady's that way. Like, I feel like I've never heard him say anything like
Scottie Pippen.
Paul Pierce is like that too. Like, it's like the better analysts are guys who were just like kind of middling.
I like Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey Billups is good. Jalen Rose is like, he's done it long enough where he's just like.
Ray Lewis would host a sermon every week. Now let me tell your kids
about deer antler.
Quit
spray.
Killing yourselves, like
deer antler spray.
Deer antlers.
Had a clean like blood off a white T-shirt.
All right, hey, hey, you're not gonna OJ him, all right?
Oh,
yeah. Ray Lewis was a. I got to, dude. I liked Ray Lewis as a football player, and like, how do I make this sound as not messed up as possible?
Waiting for this is gonna be good.
Yeah, dude, see, I don't know how to say it. All I'm saying is that either he needs to be kicked off of Instagram or something has to happen.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
There are players on the Ravens who talked about like they liked Ray Lewis, and like obviously he was a leader for the team, but they got so tired. Of like, and they knew it wasn't an act.
Dude, they've caught him in lies. They caught him in a lie. He did this event after he retired where he was talking about how like he completely re-tore like his tricep the night before the Super Bowl. And he was like, but I knew I had to go. And God was like, you gotta go. You gotta go. And so they get like the one of the radio stations got like a medical person on, and they were like, if he completely tore his tricep the night before, he was talking about how he had to get like duct tape and he had to like hook a hanger to the smoke thing. Like, there's this whole story about he had to hook a hanger to the smoke thing to get his arm up to duct tape it just to, like, fix his tricep to play in the Super Bowl the next day. And they were like, yeah, no, that would never happen. Like, he's just...
I mean, maybe he partially, like, retorted.
I just think he started to do, like, you know, shrooms
or something. He's trying to needle up before the game and just, you know, like, get the long
throw, spray that little honey juice on his arm. Let it go. To be fair, Peyton Manning cheated as well. I know. It was sent to his wife and, you know, she wanted biceps or whatever, but, like, we know what it is. Just like Colangelo and his wife. His poor
Can we
wife,
talk about the Colangelo thing in the for ringer? Like yeah. one or two yeah. minutes? This is one of the funniest stories. Like,
dude, I am enjoying it so much. It has been, and I know I'm going to offend both of you, but it has been so much better than the NBA playoffs to me. I've told everybody about this. I was on the Metro. I went to a comedy show in D.C. last Friday, and I was in the Metro. Have you heard this story about the Philadelphia 76ers GM?
Like, my mom, who doesn't care, like, a lick about that. Yeah. Like, ask me. Yeah. She's like, what is this, like tweeter thing that's
well, have
happening?
A seat. Have a seat, kid. Let me tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's just like, and just like, it's just crazy. And it makes you think, I guarantee you, Brian Cunningham was not the only GM who was doing it.
Hell no.
But I guarantee you,
they're gonna
all the other ones
button up,
it,
man.
They're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so funny that it's like, they called the Sixers and they were like, there's these two accounts that we, like, no, or probably Alvin linked to Colangelo. And they're like, oh, yeah, one of them is his, and then one of them is not. And then the three other ones, immediately after that call, were just, like, put on private. Like, just, like, and it just, and it makes too much sense. Like, for, like, the people the accounts follow, for, like, the information that was given out. Like, if it's not him, it's literally, like, one of his family members or someone who's very close to him, the Sixers organization. Like, in any other way, he probably should just be fired. Like, and it just... It's crazy, and so much, like, crazy stuff has happened in the NBA this year.
Yeah. Well, what if this is the process?
Well, what's funny is the NBA basically made them hire Colangelo because they hired his dad, and they ran Sam Hinkie out because he was bad for the league and bad for the team, right. And then this happens. So it's just kind of
like... This is amazing. I have been having so much fun with this story, Jimmy. Like,
burner. This is the second burner Twitter account thing we've had this year.
I'm telling you.
First,
dude,
it was Kevin Durant.
If
now
you don't
Brian
have a
Colangelo.
Burner...
How many more burner accounts are there?
If you're not verified on Twitter and then have an unverified burner account, I don't know who you are.
Who's, like, defending you? Like, yeah. Like, what is this obsession with, like, athletes to defend themselves with burner accounts?
Because we live in a sissy situation these days, and everybody's a soft human.
Can someone
pay
me
handle.
To be their burner account?
Dude, I would be like, a burner account so much. Like, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Leave Kevin Durant alone! He has a family. Like,
he's the real MVP.
Nobody likes playing with Russell Westbrook, okay?
Who does like playing with Russell Westbrook? Like, you, I mean, you can see it in their eyes, man. They clearly look what he did to Paul George. And I can't – he didn't do anything
also,
to Carmelo. Carmelo just sucks.
Right now. Would you rather right now have Carmelo Anthony or Kyle Korver?
Kyle Korver.
Kyle Korver all day.
Yeah. Because he plays the white basketball player role to perfection.
He just needs to start hitting some threes, but yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Like, and there was this debate. It's like, oh, I'd rather have Carmelo. I'm like, you guys realize how awful Carmelo was this year? And
dude,
like,
Carmelo
and
is.
Like, Korver's not good on defense, but he at least tries.
Yeah.
And like, Melo literally just is like, and again, he has the Jordan Clarkson syndrome. He just gets the ball and he just. Oh,
he
man,
ain't
I,
been
I
the same since he got that stripper pregnant and lost Lala. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not supposed to talk about that.
Stop snitching,
Sebastian. Dude, I'm not the first person that brought up the pregnant stripper deal,
no,
okay?
No, it's Carmelo Anthony. Stop snitching.
If you ever want to have fun, just look up, like, how many, like, NBA players are, like, again, how many baby mamas, like, each one of them have. It's, like, NBA is, like, littered.
Dude,
with,
Dwight
like,
Howard.
Eight of them.
Has numbers.
Eight of them.
He's, like, quasi
and multiple. Fume. Like, some of them multiple. With
Cromartie with numbers.
Yeah, dude. Now to be Kamari a professional athlete show. And to not watch the videos as a rookie, like, it's the biggest failure. It's like, oh, that'll never happen to me. And then next thing you know, Dwight Howard.
What I never get is, like, when it starts happening, you have, like, at this point, like, what, three baby mamas? When are you just like, I need to stop?
You don't. You don't. You're like, no. I'm how dare I have to wear protection? Like, yeah. And then acting like the girl's not like, yo, we can lock this man up, man. Let's do it.
Oh, she said she was.
It's a great business. It is a great business. God. Nowadays, all you gotta do is be an Instagram model. They'll fly you out. You'll get a baby, and then you'll be like, "Hey, I might be single forever, but I'm gonna get them checks though." Like,
keep getting them checks.
Hell yeah, man! Living the dream. I wish I was an Instagram model. JK, guys.
But not really.
I mean, a girl can dream. That's living the life. You wouldn't want to be LeBron's secret kid? Because you know he's got at least one. You know he's got at least one. They don't have the PR machine about how great of a family man he is without a secret child. That's all I'm saying.
So you wouldn't want to be LeBron's secret son?
Who? What, man, are you serious? You could become a rapper and make a diss track towards him when you get older? Like, the sky's the limit. You get to put a picture up on Instagram and be like, look, who do I look like?
That would have been your dream. You would love that.
Hold on.
I would love to be LeBron's secret kid.
Hold on. Would you, if you could today, would you let LeBron adopt you?
No.
Yes, he would. Don't let him say that. Are you serious? I hate LeBron. I'd let him adopt me. I'd be the tough son, but I would let him adopt me. I'd be like, I hate you, Dad.
You'd be like, yeah, sorry, parents. You're not.
I'm going to my wing of the house, storming out, slamming doors, going in my own kitchen, slamming my own refrigerator. Like, are you serious? I would love to be LeBron's kid.
Okay, do you think it's possible? I think LeBron is like, he's 33. His kid's like, what, 12 or 13?
Yeah.
He said he, like, has thought about one day maybe playing the NBA with his kid. That would mean he'd have to play, like, seven, eight more years. Do you think that's possible? He basically had to be 40.
I mean, if he gets – and this is another – and
that's
this
never segues, happened in basketball. It's happened in baseball, but, like
– if he gets to a point – like, this is why I think he'll go to Philly, right? Because if he can – get with some youth and hold them down until they mature to be the stars, and then he gets to just be the old guy and they Tim Duncan his minutes, I think he could.
But you know what's funny? That's exactly what Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love were supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, Kyrie cares too much about his Uncle Drew movie coming out.
Did you know that the Cavs traded Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
Oh, just want to make sure.
He's got a movie coming out, right? They're doing Uncle.
You know, LeBron
movie.
Should just join the Celtics. We all agree with this, right? Like, if he just wanted to, like, to truly beat the Warriors,
right?
He should, like, because if people be like, that would be unfair. Well, you know what? The Warriors are unfair.
You know how mad Kyrie would be. Kyrie would just be like, "Darn it, man! What the heck?"
And honestly, just to do that, just to be like, so you know, I picked you on my All-Star
you
team
really,
this year, and now we're teammates again.
You really wouldn't want to be LeBron's secret kid or real kid?
Nah, I'm
or adopted by him?
I'm going to work my own way up.
What's cool in that? Like, are you serious? Like, honestly.
Life, man.
Honestly. Right?
It's hustling backwards.
I work. I have three jobs, and I would take a rich person adopting me any day of the week. I would go to the satanic rituals or whatever they want me to do.
You would give up everything just to live with LeBron?
Yeah! Are you serious? What?
Goodbye, family. Goodbye.
Right? Sorry, Mom. I love you. Skype me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Are you serious? To inherit that kind of money? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
then you only got three other siblings you got to eliminate, you know?
Would you be adopted by LeBron if it meant the Cavs came back and won the series?
Yes, he would. He's lying to you on everything, man. I don't care. Nah. Man, if LeBron wanted me to dress in
stupid garb.
You
have to go tell your parents, like, you're not my parents anymore. LeBron is now my daddy.
Yeah. Straight up. Absolutely. I would denounce my love for Delonte West. I would never bring it up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Delonte. Every,
so I'd be on the sidelines of every game in a Sixers shirt, like, go, Dad! Waving the towel right next to Drake. You serious? Man, I would sell out so hard for that. That man's worth like $1 billion. You're kidding me if you think.
And then you just hope he dies.
That'd
be so bad. I'm just kidding.
That would be... Matt would probably hope that.
No, I wouldn't. Because guess what? He dies, and then I'm just the adopted kid. I'm not getting the invitation to all the cool places. I get the money, but not the invitation to all the cool places. So I tag along. You know.
Okay. Would you just want to be in LeBron's posse?
No.
You wouldn't want to be with him and like Maverick Carter and everything like that.
No, I don't trust people named Maverick.
What about Rich Paul?
That's even worse. You know what they say about people with two first names?
He's like going for important decisions. He's like, ugh.
People with two first names, can't trust them. My best friend has two first names, but I tell him that all the time.
That's true.
I got to keep you at a certain length, man.
That's true. That's just come out of the wound.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. No. But I would be his kid. I would.
Well, that means we can't trust Alex then.
Why?
Isn't your last name
Baker?
Yeah.
Baker's a first. Oh, come on. Just because there's one Baker ever doesn't mean that that's a first name.
Hey.
His parents were just on PCP when he was born. That's all it is.
Yeah.
My dream was to go to culinary school.
Have you guys ever seen the theory that LeBron is was created by the government, and like how his like he has like his mom was like kind of like a crackhead when he was born. Nobody knows who his father is at all,
mm-hmm.
and it's like all of a sudden like pops out this like six.
He could be a direct descendant of Jesus.
That could be true.
Because Jesus,
I'm sure
is
that's
really
how
black.
Sebastian feels. But
don't talk about my white Jesus.
That's Tim Tebow.
Oh my God, Tim Tebow is white Jesus.
Tim Tebow kneeled.
Is he getting brought up this year?
No.
He did kneel during the national anthem. My dad and I argue about that all the time because he does. He just completely forgets that element of Tim Tebow kneeling.
Nobody thought it was disrespectful.
No, but because he's white, that's what it is. It's the same thing as my.
Everything is all
I can't say
white.
Anything about my dad anymore because I got in trouble once for saying things about him. Apparently, when you tell the truth about your parents on the radio, they get mad at you and yell at you when you're at dinner with them. So,
he actually listened? Wow.
Dude, not only does he listen, but I will get comments about these comments.
Hi, Dad.
He straight went smack at me at the Green Turtle in Columbia one night. He was like, on a November 3rd. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you said this. I was like, Dad, I'm on like four shows. I don't remember what I say on a day-to-day basis. You said this at the... And he had a timestamp. Like, he had like 13 minutes and 37 seconds into the episode. You said this. And I was like, okay, but it's the truth. Like, why are you mad at me? But yeah, apparently you can't say anything that's the truth that's in a paint your parents in a negative light. So learn that for the future.
Sad.
I think it is sad. If you want to be openly this ridiculous nowadays, I should be able to call you out on my radio show for it. Maybe you should have forced me into being an insurance salesman or something. Then I'll just complain to my coworkers about it. You're the one that cheered on my dreams. Now it's backfiring on you. Who's excited for the World Cup?
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm pumped mainly because the United States is not in it.
There's a Rugby Sevens World Cup.
What number is your mic? I think it's that one.
The one time he said something, too.
Dude, I'm just like, you know, look, I'm pumped.
I'm excited. Who you got winning?
I remember we talked about this a little bit last week. Team France all the way.
You got France? Okay. No. I got Argentina.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Argentina. I got Leo Messi.
Chris feels the same way. She said she thinks Messi's going to turn it on. I'm rooting for Portugal.
And Fernando Santos' defensive schemes.
I like France too, though. I've liked France for some time now. I love France because all the controversy around their team as well. Because you remember how they like quit on their coach, and then Benzema setting up. Who was it? You remember what I'm talking about a couple years ago, Tim? That like he blackmailed Benzema, blackmailed somebody.
I know you're talking about. Was it Ribery?
Nah, I don't think it was Ribery.
Who's the favorite?
I don't know. I would say
the favorite for the World Cup, probably Brazil.
Which is crazy.
But they're always the favorite.
Crazy.
They're always the favorite.
I think you always gotta think Germany's gonna show up.
Right.
I think it would be amazing if France didn't go deep. I think Belgium's a nice little dark horse. I love Belgium. Belgium's probably my favorite international team.
I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you England doesn't get out of the group stage.
When's the last time England's been good?
Well, everyone's talking about how they're going this
before Bennett like Beckham came out.
Yeah, I mean like.
Well, everyone's talking about how England's going to go to the quarterfinals and the semifinals. Yeah, if you read
all those,
I don't
see that happening.
I mean,
I just don't see it happening.
Sky Sports. That's all Sky Sports.
They asked
England. England.
It's Sky Sports, though. Like, you know who owns Sky Sports?
I know.
Rupert Murdoch.
I know.
You know what he owns in America? Nuff said. Do you know what Rupert Murdoch owns in America?
I don't.
Fox News.
Oh.
He's the Fox News guy. Mm. And he owns Sky Sports.
Did you guys see like Fox News using like the Eagles like
and they're like
well, we announced on social media that it was incorrect, and I was like, for all the people on who watch Fox News who probably don't have social media
and they use facts.
Yeah, and they're just like, it was just an error, a misunderstanding. I was like, you knew darn well when you put out those pictures, and like it's like the famous Google search. I guarantee you Google search right now is like overloaded with Eagles player kneeling.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like, oh.
Yeah. And it's just like some stock photo of a guy in like a similar Eagles color. Yeah. You know, like it's not even a real person. All right, guys, we have ran out of time.
Two quick notes. Andre Iguodala will play tonight.
Is that what you were showing him?
No, I was showing him a Cleveland sign. The Cleveland's already declaring LeBron the GOAT, as they should.
Oh, cool.
Andre Iguodala is playing tonight. And a note on Alex's Pistons. The Pistons have offered the head coaching job to Dwayne Casey.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see.
Well, I thought John Beilein was going to take
John Beilein just announced he withdrew from Kansas City. So they've offered their head coaching job to Casey. We'll see if Dwayne Casey takes it or not.
Hey, maybe the Pistons will go to the playoffs and choke every year.
I would sit out
by the Cavs first.
Yeah,
I wait for a better job. There's like, he would literally be like what, like
Stan Van Gundy was.
Yeah, just like where do you go with that roster?
Yeah, no, I don't see it. I don't see anywhere.
Blake Griffin tried to fight Doc Rivers after he found out he was going to Detroit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to Detroit.
Go from LA to Detroit.
And think about how much like the off the court stuff that matters to Blake Griffin.
I know.
Like he does all the comedy stuff and like LA, he just seemed like he was very.
Which Jenner
LA.
Was he with?
And he had just re-signed.
Which Jenner was he with while he was in LA? He was with a Jenner. I don't remember which one.
She didn't follow him to.
I was like, I don't know if we can have this conversation.
I don't know. I don't remember which one, but she ain't following into Detroit.
Yeah, but maybe he can get caught up like Tristan did in a hookah bar, you know?
Maybe.
You notice, like, Tristan Thompson, like, ever since that, he's been playing a little bit better.
Yeah, he needs to play better because he doesn't, the longer he plays, the later he waits for the Lays the Kardashian. And maybe even forgets about it. Who knows?
Yeah.
NBA champion.
Because women forget things easily. Come on.
Well, Kardashians, right. I mean.
This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Dan Libishard fan, Alex Baker.
Jimmy Seatman.
Poppy fan, Sebastian Merrick.
All right. Peace. Stay safe and remember to love yourself, guys.
I love you, Carl.